Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Life Investigated podcast on this May the 19th, 2023. Title of the show today is concerning homeowners and the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense. A Tennessee homeowner shot his intruders in his home. Did he have the right to do so or not? I'm going to read to you an article presented by the Police Tribune. This was written on May the 17th, 2023 by Holly Matkin. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A Tennessee homeowner fatally shot a home intruder and wounded a second suspect after two men allegedly broke into his residence, tased his dog, and held his son at gunpoint, according to police. The incident occurred in the 100 block of January Street shortly before 8:30 p.m. on May the 5th, the Murfreesboro Police Department said in a press release. Police said two masked suspects wearing gloves forced their way through the front door of the residence, then tased the family's dog and held the homeowner's teenage son at gunpoint. This is not looking too cheery and rosy for the homeowner here on January Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, is it? A third person was also inside the residence at the time. Investigators said the homeowner grabbed his own firearm and shot both intruders multiple times. And you know what I say to that? Good job, my friend. Good job. It was either them or me. That's how I was looking at it. And I was making sure it wasn't me or my family, the homeowner told WTVF. When police arrived at the scene, they found 52-year-old Kevin Ford suffering from several gunshot wounds near the front door, according to the press release. Ford was pronounced dead at the scene. Oh, well. Gonna play, you gotta pay. The second suspect fled the home prior to the officer's arrival, but soon turned up at the Salvation Army on the main street. The MPD later identified him as 42-year-old Clifford Wright. Wright was transported to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. He has since been treated and released and was booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center on charges of attempted aggravated robbery, aggravated burglary, possession of a firearm, commission of felony, a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Oh my gosh! What will you liberal gun control advocates do with that? Oh, no, an innocent criminal with a felony conviction who is well aware that he cannot possess a firearm was in possession of a firearm. Oh, my gosh. What do we do with such information? And not only that, liberal knuckleheads, he was a home invasion. Not a burglary. He was committing a home invasion. There is a distinct difference between a home invasion and a burglary. Most of your professional burglars, at least they will do due diligence and case the joint they're going to break into so they can have the least encounters with a business owner or a homeowner and do it when the property is not occupied. A home intruder does not give a crap. Do you understand, liberal? A home intruder does not give a crap whether you're home or not. If you've got what they want and some reason they feel like that you owe them your stuff that you worked 12 hours a day and saved your money and done without things so you could get somewhere in life, but they've laid around on the street and on social services and lived off of everyone else's back. But they're entitled to come and break into your home and tase your dog and hold a gun on your son. His bond was set at $700,000. Wright's next court appearance was scheduled for June the 5th. The MPD said the resident who shot the two alleged intruders is not facing any charges in connection with the incident. Well, at least maybe the district attorney in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Democrat or Republican, or male or female, I don't know who it is, but at least they must have some common sense, which many people out there are lacking today. And certainly many of these prosecutors and judges are lacking not only common sense, but just common decency and what they owe to the public for being in the job that they're in. Mr. or Miss District Attorney, Mr. Judge, Miss Judge, whoever you are, you have a duty to society to uphold the law and to prosecute and incarcerate people who are committing these violent crimes against people. It is not just a so-so, oh, well, poor little thing, he grew up on the wrong side of town. No, you are derelict in your duties for not holding these people, but for not prosecuting them. A $700,000 bond, I used to be a bondsman, so a $700,000 bond is a pretty hefty bond. I personally never saw any bonds like that myself. I I've heard some federal bonds way up there, but I've never heard of state bonds that high. So kudos, whoever you are in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I need to look you up and send you a good data boy, good job. Whoever you are, or Mr. or Mrs. Magistrate, whoever set that bond, good job. $700,000 for a scumbag like that is probably unobtainable. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Some of these George Soros-backed idiots may go bond the guy out and pay and sign for his bond and pay a $70,000 plus fee to get the poor little child that never does any wrong, even though he's a convicted felon owning a gun and committing another serious. You understand? Let me speak to my liberal friends out there, and you're not my enemy. You're just screwed up in the head. I mean, really, you're screwed up in the head. If any of you out here think that somehow the perpetrators didn't get what was coming to them, you know, it's a shame. It really is. For one man to have to take another man's life, that's not an easy thing to do. That is a very traumatic event for the homeowner. Now, you know, you say, well, at least he's not dead. Well, he wasn't the one committing the crime. He was in his home, minding his own business with his son and at least one other person and his dog. So that tells me that these other two lower than lives were not welcome into his home. Thank God the man had enough sense to be armed. See, some of you are so dumb, you don't have enough sense to arm yourself. I mean, I advocate for the Second Amendment, don't get me wrong, but this really even doesn't have anything to do with the Second Amendment. It just has to do with common sense and protecting yourself. So at least this homeowner had the common sense to be armed, to know how to use a weapon, and I might add, apparently effectively, since one threat was eliminated, and to wound another one to the point that he was captured. So apparently, this a homeowner had enough training and forethought and common sense to be ready to protect and take care of his family. All you can say is good job. And I titled it, was it justified or not, in the title of the podcast? Well, certainly it's justified. Now, we have to vet and we have to investigate, and I understand that from the police standpoint. I've done it myself. But it's really no question. If the evidence proves what happened, then it's not even a consideration, in my opinion, that this person should be subject to any scrutiny, any further scrutiny other than the initial investigation whatsoever. And some of you liberal knuckleheads out there might say, well, but what about the family of the guy that died? Well, what about him? I mean, if he's got family, if he's got a mother and father or brothers and sisters and children alive, then yeah, maybe they'll miss him. But he may have been such a scumbag that they may not miss him either. I may have been one of those people that perpetrates crime against his own family. So I say, thankfully, this is New York City or San Francisco or maybe LA especially in Kansas City, Missouri or somewhere like that, Chicago, this gentleman, the homeowner, may be facing charges right now. Anyway, that's my life investigation for the moment. I'm on iTunes podcast. I'm on rumble.com. Please share and subscribe anywhere you see me. It would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.